All right, this may sound corny to all you highly motivated Beltway types, but apparently there's real value in becoming your own best friend. Now, if that sounds a little strange, keep in mind it beats out turning to chocolate, alcohol, or your pet pinkies for support.
Joining us to talk about the value of treating yourself like your own best buddy, Elizabeth Bernstein, the Bonds columnist for the Wall Street Journal. Hi, Elizabeth, and thanks for being with us.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Most of us would like to think of ourselves as being compassionate to other people. How do we make that work for oneself?
It's a good question. I think we're not as good at being kind to ourselves. And it's interesting to me, research shows that people who learn to be kind and sort of care for themselves are happier, they're healthier, and they also age better.
Why do we beat ourselves up, Elizabeth?
You know, I don't know why, but we all have that critic, and I think it's what you said, self-motivated people. We just have that sort of drive, and so we're always pushing ourselves. We're our own coaches, for better or worse. But what I'm seeing in this research, and what was so interesting to me, is we need to have that kind coach, too, the one that says not just, hey, get up, do another, you know, do it again, but also the one that says, good job.
Now, you're not saying, I think you're not saying, that when we mess up, the idea is not to say, well, you know, I didn't really mess up. That was just kind of a, you know, a misapprehension there.
Oh, absolutely. So if you mess up, you want to know it, because of course we want to learn from our mistakes, but you want to say, instead of beating yourself up, I mean, I got a letter from somebody after this story ran, and she said, I'm upset with myself for something I said 10 years ago. Silly, there were no repercussions. You don't want to do that. So if you mess up, you want to say, hey, I tried. Let me figure out how to try better next time.
I love the picture that goes with your story, Elizabeth. It's Stuart Smalley from Saturday Night Live, the guy who would always say, I'm good enough, I'm smart enough, and doggone it, people like me. Is that as simple as it is? Just that kind of self-affirmation?
Absolutely. Stuart was on to something. And then for this article, I talked to people who did some very interesting things. My favorite is the woman who changed all of her computer and website passwords to positive affirmation. So they said, you look good today. Great job. Do good work. And so, you know, she said, I have to type these in several times a day. Why not say something good to myself?
All right. Well, we all feel better now, don't we?
That's a nice idea.
The mood is just uplifted here in the Glass and Closed Nerve Center. Thanks so much for your help and your advice, Elizabeth.
Thank
Elizabeth
you.
Bernstein, the Bonds columnist for the Wall Street Journal.